Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Callums.
The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the jazz fusion group, the Yellow Jackets, Saturday, June 21st at the Eureka Springs Auditorium. As part of the 16th annual series, the Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will perform their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Summer Jazz Series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets available online at the AUD, that's theaud.org.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, we learned the trick of the trade in a conversation with a monster truck driver. Plus, if you had a magazine, how would you choose its name? Would it be literal, a hint as to what's inside, or something completely off topic?
But first, more than 1.1 million people in the United States are living with HIV, the virus that leads to AIDS. Almost a quarter of those are unaware of their infection. The Southeast region of the United States accounts for 40% of those affected. Arkansas receiving the least amount of federal HIV and AIDS funding of any southern state. The AIDS epidemic officially began in 1981, and much has changed in support and treatment in the 33 years since. The 2013 film Dallas Buyers Club was a reminder of what little was known about HIV and AIDS in the 1980s. At the time, there was little support for researching and finding treatment, leaving many of those affected to die. Though a cure has yet to be discovered or developed, treatments have advanced to a point where those affected can live mostly normal lives, their affliction unknown to the rest of the community. In 1991, Washington County had the highest case rate of HIV in the state of Arkansas. That's according to a nurse at the Washington County HIV Clinic. Renee Gaston was there when the clinic opened in 1992 and continues to work there today.
Used to, the patients were very sick. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. But now they have a chance. If they will take their medicine and do what the doctor says, they have a long life expectancy.
In 1995, a new class of medications was introduced called protease inhibitors. The disease then becoming treatable and manageable. The staff of just three at the county clinic, plus a doctor, ensures that over 600 patients receive and are taking these medications today. Dr. Linda McGee is the founding doctor at the clinic and has long been one of the only HIV doctors in the area and the state. And though the county clinic might be intended for those with lower incomes, many with private insurance receive care just to see Dr. McGee. She was unavailable for comment, but sees patients two afternoons a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. The clinic remaining open and busy all five working days. Debbie Zimmerman is the clinic's nurse and often acts as a social worker as well, as funding does not allow one on staff. She says about five or six patients will walk in daily when the clinic is not actively seeing patients, and she receives phone calls throughout the day, every day.
They're sick. They need refills. I don't have any money for something. How can I get it? They just need somebody to talk to. You know, if they're new, they're usually pretty upset.
Michael Burks is HIV positive and was sitting in this very clinic, which also sees patients from Benton County, when he was newly diagnosed and he experienced those fears. Michael is now the president of HIV Arkansas and recalls when he first heard of the support organization.
And I was in the clinic one day and I overheard two people talking about this group. And I thought, okay, maybe that's something that I need to check into. Because I felt all alone. I felt isolated. I didn't know who to talk to. Didn't know where to go. Didn't know what to do next.
The volunteer-run organization was founded in 2004, and one of their main goals is to provide a social network for HIV patients through groups and gatherings.
Folks that, particularly people that are newly diagnosed, they want to stay in, they don't want to be social because they just feel shamed. So one of our goals is to provide an outlet for them to really stay in the social network and be out among people that are like them. And help them feel more comfortable with their diagnosis.
Another goal of HIV Arkansas is education, with testing being the number one component. Michael says that all sexually active people should be tested. Just like Matthew McConaughey's character in Dallas Buyers Club learns, anyone can contract the disease, not just those in a high-risk category, i.e., an IV drug user or a homosexual male. Testing at many locations in the area is free, including next door to the Washington County HIV Clinic inside the County Health Department. And if you were to receive a positive result,
get connected with the right resources, and that would be a doctor that is specializing in HIV. As far as I'm understanding, there are three in this area, one in the Bentonville area, Rogers area, and then two in Fayetteville.
Unlike treatment 30 years ago, which often meant taking up to 40 pills a day, Michael says it's pretty simple these days.
They will prescribe medication for you. It's not like in the Dallas Buyers Club, it was tons of medication that they had to purchase. And they had to take several pills a day, probably several times a day. And they've developed drugs that are, you may take three pills a day, you know, once a day. So it's a lot better than it used to be. The side effects are nothing at all like they used to be.
Proper treatment today means living a long and full life. Far gone are the days of skinny patients bearing skin lesions and pale skin. Treatment is also important, as those patients whose viral loads are suppressed do not transmit the virus as readily as those that are untreated. The HIV Arkansas website states that Arkansas has one of the highest rates of those living with HIV who are not receiving regular treatment. It's around 70%, much higher than surrounding states and national rates. Fear being the biggest barrier to testing and treatment. But there are also financial concerns for many. Treatment, Michael says, can cost between $3,000 and $3,500 each month. The hope is that the Affordable Care Act will alleviate some of these worries. Living in a rural area can also be a problem. As he mentioned, there are just three full-time HIV doctors in the Northwest Arkansas area, which has around 500,000 residents. Deborah, who declined to give her last name, lives in Baxter County. She is also HIV positive.
I have to drive about an hour and 45 minutes to see my doctor. So my personal mission is to try and bring knowledge to the local doctors in my area so that they will see the need and the number of positive patients in this area so that possibly in the future we could get someone locally to provide us with care.
She estimates there are just over 30 people living with HIV in her county. Deborah is a member of the governor's HIV task force and, as such, participates in monthly conference calls with people holding similar aspirations. She has been a member for just over a year and is beginning to see some progress.
The changes have been small, but they are positive changes. In my particular area, we're now having monthly support meetings, which are extremely helpful to the HIV community, because being HIV positive, you do not have the freedom to discuss your status with everyone. So that provides a forum where we can sit and talk with one another, whether it be about our medications or whatever.
Deborah, obviously female and not in the high-risk categories for HIV we mentioned earlier, was married and only partaking in sexual activities with her husband. Just under 5 years ago, she learned that her unfaithful, now ex-husband, had tested positive. She was tested immediately and says that early detection was a blessing. Like Deborah, Danny Harris did not see himself at risk. He was the victim of a violent crime that led him to become HIV positive. He also says that status has turned out to be a godsend, though he lost much.
Because what it's allowed me to do is to figure out and find purpose and significance in my life. And it's also offered me the opportunity to share that purpose and significance with other people. And by that I mean that especially in the early stages of diagnosis, there's a lot of darkness involved in a person's life. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of turmoil. And that can continue in a person's life, it can continue endlessly unless there's a moment when the light switch is turned on. And I try to be that light switch. I try to be that moment of light and brightness in a person's life to help remove that darkness, or at least to find their path through that darkness.
Danny is now the statewide outreach coordinator for R-CARE's Division of Special Services. The organization is based in Augusta, Arkansas, and at heart is a community wellness organization with 31 health clinics across the state. Now, they have 14 offices around the state that do HIV case management. Like many who have been freshly diagnosed, Danny didn't know where to turn. But it was actually finding the support group within HIV Arkansas that led him to his job. Since his start almost 10 years ago, our care services have expanded greatly, and Danny now spends much of his time driving around the state, visiting with patients and the 14 case managers who disperse medications, test members of the community, and offer support services. As the others have mentioned, Danny reiterates that getting tested is the most important thing that someone can do for themselves and for others. He says there are 250 to 300 known newly diagnosed cases each year in the state of Arkansas. He cites a CDC method for determining those that don't know they're positive, saying that 22% of all HIV cases don't know they have it. That puts Arkansas's numbers between 1,500 and 2,000 people in the state.
They just don't get tested. And for a lot of reasons. Some people just don't want to know. And I'm surprised at the number of people I encounter that say, I don't want to know. I because there's responsibilities to that. And if I've got it, I'm just going to get sick and die. And it's not that at all anymore.
Danny himself began to see symptoms that led him to get tested.
You know, we had the act of violence that occurred. And just like clockwork, 6 months later, I started getting ill. I started getting sick. I started showing flu-like symptoms that I couldn't get rid of. I had some skin splotches, and I lost some weight real quickly. And I've never been real good at losing a lot of weight real quickly, but at that point, I did. It was time for my annual physical, so I asked the doctor while we were doing the physical if he could also do the HIV test. So he did the test, and sure enough, there it was there.
But his numbers were good, and his immune system was holding its own. And today, Danny looks like any other person. He lost much, including his wife, with the diagnosis. But he continues to see it as a blessing, as he has found his calling in helping others, helping them to feel normal living with HIV. Here's Michael Burks.
People that are HIV positive are just like normal people. There may be your neighbor may be positive, someone across the street, someone that you work with. They look normal. They act normal.
And when Debbie Zimmerman, the nurse at the Washington County HIV Clinic, receives criticism from peers and friends for what she does.
I've had nurses, not so much lately, but in the past, you know, and different people say, how can you work with them? It's like, well, how do you know you're not?
For more information on the organizations involved in this story or how to receive an HIV test, visit our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.